You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is hard to believe, yet I kind of like it.
And I know you do, too.
What? Count to one, carry one. 9 days, if you want to call it that. I mean, this day's pretty much done, 2 o'clock, so let's call it 8.75 until the Saints have their first training camp practice. I know we're enjoying the air conditioner in this Metairie studio. Gus Kattengill and Sharif Fyshek and Jordan, the intern, because in 9 days, the AC will be a blessing after practice. But it is what it is. We'll have a lot of fun going out there. We'll focus on the Saints. We've been talking a lot in hours one and two on SEC Media Days. They continue today. Georgia's Kirby Smart and Florida's Dan Mullen. They all spoke here as well. Nick Saban will wrap things up. Or is it Wednesday?
Saban is Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
I believe Auburn is
That's right, yeah.
The final day.
You should put them back to back.
I'm surprised they didn't put Georgia the final day in their own backyard.
So we've been touching a little bit on that as well. Also, some of the stories and some of the tweets that we've been throwing out there at ESPN Radio NOLA, because tonight is the MLB All-Star Game at 7 o'clock. You can hear it here on ESPN New Orleans after Matt Moscona wraps up with After Further Review. So we're just kind of talking, who's the face of Major League Baseball? Who is it? You know, you said a couple of faces. You said Mike Trout. You said Bryce Harper. We've thrown in
Judge. Bryant.
Chris Bryant from the Cubbies. One of the other things, too, is we've thrown out there, are you going to watch tonight? Because I kind of get the sense of feeling, and I did just a quick impromptu, you know, social poll of friends. You watching tonight? Are you not? I got a lot of no's, and most of the reasons were we don't know the players or whatever it is, whatever. I'm like,
how do you not know the players?
Well, I brought up the fact that Javier Baez, one of my Cubbies, you know, tweets a picture. 8 people from Puerto Rico are playing tonight in the game. I just don't have a lot of major American players, so you don't follow them or something like that. I'm just saying what I say what I'm seeing on Twitter. And social media is too part of the reason why people are saying they're not watching. We don't know who they are and everything. So
our Red Sox have a bunch of good players.
Yeah. Well, Chris Sale's taking on from the Red Sox is going to start against Matt Scherzer of the Nationals from the NL. And then you know how it works. After every inning, a new pitcher comes in and all of that. But what did you put on Twitter about the All-Star Game?
I just put out a poll. I said, are you going to watch the MLB All-Star Game tonight? Mm-hmm. Why or why not, if you said yes or no?
Right.
40% says yes. 60% says no, and some of the responses are, one's a GIF, I actually said it right this time.
Thank you.
Of a yawning baby.
Mm-hmm. A yawning baby, right.
And then Battleship Ernest said, why not? Because what impedes, is that how you say it? What impedes?
Impedes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there for a West Bank GNO area guy like me going to watch MLB for? Not like there's a New Orleans team for us.
Okay.
That was kind of like back. That's like two-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chip said, I don't always watch the All-Star game, but I'm watching this year because of the Astros players in the game.
There you go. Still a lot of Astro fans from the day when they were here, Fox Sports Southwest, and obviously the tie-in with the
Bregman.
Zephyrs back in the day.
Oh, I'd say Bregman.
Okay.
Well, Bregman he's too. In it, so
yeah.
Aaron Nola's in it. You know, a couple of LSU guys. Maybe like your this area, the Baton Rouge area, will probably watch a little bit because of that. I mean, Nola might pitch one inning.
I still remember watching that performance. I want to say he went not the complete game, but just shy of the complete game at Tulane as a freshman. Do you remember that game at
Turchin? Yeah.
Where I think he retired like 17 in a row or something as a freshman.
He's good, by the way.
Yeah, and I was like, I remember telling Todd, who wasn't happy that night, but I was
like, Todd?
Yeah, exactly. No. And I was like, That's special. I mean, you saw it. I mean, you saw it when he was out. That guy was a major league bona fide. I mean, he has some stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah. All right. Again, I'm watching tonight, but
there was another guy say it was boring watching the home run derby last night.
He's bored?
Yeah.
You got to be crazy.
See, I like the new format. Don't
it's
you?
Awesome.
Don't you like the format?
I like that bracket.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas the other one was just longer. I like this. It's timed. You know how long each one has. You get a timeout if you want to call it, and then it's you face off, and then boom, you have the finals, and it's done.
if you don't like what happened between Schwarber and Harper.
That was pretty good. I thought a cover.
The
was
dramatics.
I thought the cover was going to get it.
Harper was way off, and then he went on a tear in the last 40 seconds.
Well, first off, what is Bryce Harper's dad on? Did you see how ripped he was?
He is freaking
jacked. I mean,
arms out of the world,
dude. The still pictures of him throwing
three-quarter angle.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, like, seriously, the guy looks like.
Dude, Harper hits some.
An X-Man character.
He hits some bolts, man. Lasers. Some of those balls are still on the rise whenever they hit this.
It's crazy. But do you think, not cheating, but a little gamesmanship, you're supposed to wait until the ball lands before the next
pitch. I realize that. He was hitting the balls and they haven't landed yet.
His dad was just, he was
Schwarber wasn't really complaining. He was it's a home run derby.
What do you do? I mean, honestly, what do you get in the middle and throw your hands up and go, wait, whoa.
I did realize that his dad looked like he was looking at the ump behind Bryce Harper.
You're supposed to wait until it lands and then throw it.
Let's just change that rule. Once you hit it, you should be able to go ahead and swing.
Well, that's my whole thing. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you're penalizing me for hitting a bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, what if I hit a towering shot? You're penalizing me?
Yeah. I think it should be once you hit, you can just keep going.
Wouldn't it be
harder? Hit as many as you can. I mean, if we're playing by the time limit, well, then I need to hit as many in the time frame.
Just tell those kids in the outfield catching the balls,
watch
yo, heads
out.
Up. There's another one coming.
Dude, wasn't it last year somebody got popped? Or
yeah. That's like a dream of mine, to be able to run the outfield.
That'd be pretty cool. I think somebody missed it, and it
right on. Yeah, I'm not going to be up there.
No,
that'd be fun.
That'd be good. All right, so what are the things, though, that we'll touch on tonight? Obviously, if we watch this. The AL's kind of own the game. They've won 5 straight, 17 of the last 20. It's kind of owning the game.
I mean, because they have a bunch of Red Sox on there.
Well, all right. That's all the time we have for you.
No, we don't.
Saints.
Yes.
Hard to believe that they're coming in there. Now, look, the freshman class, or the rookie class, we like to call them freshman class, they report tomorrow. It's so – first off, let's just get this out the way. I don't think it's an arguable thing. Best draft class in the Peyton era. I know you can throw out AO6. It's pretty good. But I'm talking about from top to bottom, starters, potential starters, what have you. I don't know how you beat last year.
Well, I want to see what they do gradually because 06 won a Super Bowl. Not 06 class won a Super Bowl. And let's see where they're at in 2 or 3 years from now. Can't just say after 1 year.
Well, that's my point, though. I mean, how many starters you got? You got the offensive rookie, defensive rookie. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
They're really good,
ridiculous.
Man.
All right. So that's what I say. It's almost unfair because how do you judge this year's class? You know, it's like, but I said it on draft night, Sharif. This year's class, you're looking for depth.
Yep.
You're looking for what happened last year that hurt the Saints was, man, every week they were losing somebody to IR, and it was a starter. So I want to see this class be that depth to where you lose somebody, the drop-off isn't as great as it was last year because the Saints defense dropped off towards the end of the year. They just did. They couldn't stop anybody, and it just the injuries, though. You lost the starting defensive end, starting linebackers, defensive backs. Saints, I mean, you – hard, you know?
You would think with a healthy Okafor, you draft Davenport.
Mm-hmm. So that's
you hope he's back healthy
because
he had the thumb procedure after hitting his thumb on a helmet. Hopefully he's ready to go next Thursday. Man, you just got to hope overall that A.J. Klein is ready to go. You know, Anzalone's ready to go.
Starter.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be pretty deep at linebacker, by the way. You agree there?
What Dennis Allen said, that legit 5 to 6 NFL linebackers, you hadn't been able to say that about the position group.
No, I feel like we talk about we've talked about that a lot in the last few months.
Which
again, we haven't been able to do in years.
Well, and again, it's about the depth situation. I mean, you brought in DeMario Davis.
I forget about him.
Right, exactly. And again, when those injuries started to happen, and I affectionately, and I said this during OTAs and minicamp, if you remember, I call them the cockroach, and I didn't mean that in a bad way, but like a cockroach, you can hit them like 15 times and they're still alive. And they'll scurry away when you come back to go pick them up, or you'll feel they're still alive. You know, they're the one creature everyone says during a nuclear war will always exist, the cockroaches. That's Craig Robinson. I mean, he keep doing nothing but bringing in new linebackers, and we signed you to be a, you know, special teamer, kind of backup player. He winds up starting that year essentially for most of the games, and since then, they have gone out and gotten a big free agent acquisition, A.J. Klein last year, DeMario Davis this year to the group. And there he is when you see him, dude. And then either, you know, third down situations or, you know, nickel. I mean, he's one of the two linebackers back there. It's Craig Robinson.
Robertson, Teo, right. Davis, right. Anzalone. Am I missing somebody? Klein.
Klein.
A bunch of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine there. Defensive line is the position that interests me.
Well, that's
going to be really interesting.
Well, again, that's the other one that you sort of see there, too, in that, you know, they bring in Davenport. But the last several years, you've had some guys that, again, maybe can sort of – Mitchell Owens, a guy that no one really brings up, and we mentioned his rescue yesterday. But he had a nice little performance last year before getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
Hendrickson is another guy that maybe you don't think about as well. Look, you saw this year, I don't know what was up with Cameron Jordan, if they were just giving him the day off or whatever, but the kid from Miami, you know, you saw him out there at the left defensive end position from last year. He was, what, the seventh round draft pick. Mm-hmm. So let's see what he can do, Al-Qadeen Muhammad. So I don't know. You seem to have one to two deep of at least guys that come in and sub for the starters, give them some, you know, some breathers and stuff, and that's something the Saints just really honestly haven't had.
Depth.
Yeah.
You know, same thing kind of Rashard Lawrence said yesterday about, you know, the defensive line. He says they're going to have, you know, be able to rotate two guys along the entire line. So that's what the Saints are going to be, hopefully, be able to do this season. Secondary, I'm not worried about the secondary. Not worried at all. Lattimore, Crawley, Coleman, Marcus Williams.
I got asked on another show, make or break seasons for certain Saints players. Like, who would be a make or break season for them? It depends how you determine or define what make or break is, right? So I looked at it from one perspective, and like Mark Ingram could be one, right? Make or break for him. But I look at it contract-wise. Ken Crawley. I say this because I think he's a good corner.
Yeah, he's good.
And, you know, two seasons ago, he was just always seemed to be at the right place, just not the right time, right? A hand short of making a play.
But that was up for a lot of players.
Right, exactly. I get you. And last year, you kind of saw him get a little bit better and stuff. But when you got Lattimore,
it helps.
They're going to throw at this guy all the time. So here's why I say make or break. If he could play well this year, because opportunities will be coming to him. I mean, teams are all second option. You know, they're going over there.
You also got to remember, they're going to have Patrick Robinson.
Right, but that's what I'm getting at. So where am I targeting? Probably Ken Crawley. If he can make plays, get some picks, play well, that dude could be playing himself into a big contract. Whether it's with the Saints or another team, or, you know what I'm getting. If he doesn't, that could be something where the Saints look into the draft. Or look, they went out and drafted, you know, a Cameron Moore. They went out and drafted a Natrell Jamerson, but he's a safety. But my point is, if he doesn't do well, that could be a position where the Saints go, okay, we need another cornerback. Because I would have loved the kid from Louisville this year, you know, as the draft.
Alexander?
Pick. Yeah. Mike, could you imagine him and Lattimore pair together?
Was it
Jair?
Jair?
Yeah, Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like that. I was just daydreaming of
what
that's
but they
like.
Needed a pass rusher. Let's be honest.
I agree 100%.
Couldn't pass up on that.
My point is that's why I think it's sort of a make or break season. Obviously, the other guy that we were talking about was, you know, Mark Ingram. I mean, look, you got 12 games to earn yourself a deal with somebody.
He's going to be fresh. Let's just think about that. He's going to have healthy and fresh legs for the final 12 games of the season. That's the one plus of his four-game suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. He's had issues throughout his career staying healthy. He's going to be pretty healthy there. That's the one positive I can think of when you get
him back.
What do
you think would be some make or break seasons for the Saints? Think about that during the break. And when we come back, while you think about that, Jordan the intern will give us some breaking news upon return as well. And you know, this is what he wanted. And he's probably happy, finally, for the former Saint.
Boom.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Hey, man.
Oh, I can't take another heartache.
At ESPN Radio, know the way to follow us over on Twitter. You can give us a call, 800-998-1003. Tomorrow, Jordan the intern. Hope you'll be hungry.
I'm always hungry.
We'll make our way over to Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma, 1700 95. It's right next to Walk-Ons over there. So if you're familiar with that area, it's the Jambalaya Shop.
He'll probably get a hamburger with no bacon.
The Jambalaya Shop.
Here we go.
Well,
I thought
you were on my side.
Yeah.
I still don't know how people can get a burger without bacon. You apparently are.
I don't like it.
Really?
It's disgusting.
No, it is.
It's not disgusting.
I'll take avocados on hamburgers. I don't like...
I mean, avocados.
I think there's only been one person that said they like bacon on their hamburger.
That's Gus.
No. No.
Yeah, besides Gus. One other
person. No. I can't be the only one that likes bacon on their burgers. No way.
Do you want me to answer that question you asked me before the break? Or do you have to do that?
I can't. No, I'm confident that I'm not the only one that likes bacon on the burgers. No way.
Yes.
Gus the intern, tweet it out.
You know what? Why don't you tell us the breaking news here?
All right, so old buddy pal Brandon Cooks agreed to a 5-year contract extension with the Rams. And, yeah.
Hope they, you know, didn't overpay for a guy who's just streaked
down
the field.
He was happy. That was this problem here.
He wasn't happy.
I talk to people is if he's not the guy getting all the attention, then it would have hurt him in his deal.
Oh.
So there you go. You know what? Congratulations to you, Brandon.
I think the guy who wears 13
when
did
the Saints play the Rams?
It's a good question.
Let's see. There it is, November 4th.
Oh, wow. Same weekend as LSU and Alabama,
3:25 in the Dome. Late afternoon kickoff. I'm just saying, not hoping, but it'd be an awful shame if he couldn't spend some of that money, you know, due to a nice hit by Marcus Williams. I'm just saying, over the middle.
I wonder if they're going to play the Lion King song again. a couple years ago, Greg Williams isn't there, but
right,
that was funny. Maybe a receiver.
You know what? I'm sure he's happy today. Got his extension. He's in L.A. Just living it up.
Yeah,
living it up. Just living it up now.
Think the Saints are just fine with the guys they have now.
Just, you know, go live it up. I'm sorry. Am I sounding I'm sorry. I just.
You got Ted Ginn.
Yeah.
You did Michael tell Thomas. The guy to hurt himself.
Huh?
You did kind of tell the guy to.
I didn't tell him to get hurt. I hope he doesn't get hurt. You know, coming across the middle and Marcus Williams just happens
you
to
You know
meet,
the powers that you have.
Oh. Yeah. Saying.
He'll probably just try to go to the turf.
You know, just.
Maybe can't take hits.
Maybe a little slant play. Oh, DeMario Davis
no,
happens
he'll drop
to be right
it.
There's
there. No way he'll catch that.
Well, I mean, you know, hey. I might be able to live with a flag there.
The fear of DeMario Davis.
Could you live with a flag? I might be able to
live
with a flag.
As long as you don't get ejected, because you know the new rules, you get ejected if you hit somebody hard this
year.
That's true.
What about a shoulder? Good shoulder pad.
Might get ejected for those.
Which is why flag football is getting more popular.
Stop it.
Yes.
Look at him.
It was
look
on NFL Network.
Look at that picture. Yep. Look, I hope he's happy.
He is. Lives in LA.
He is in LA.
Making his money.
5-year extension.
Right. He went from Drew Brees, Tom Brady, to Jared Goff. He'll find a way to complain about this.
No way.
He'll find a way.
Sharif, he'll find a way to complain.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So you take a look at the Saints team. We're talking about the depth on one side. Yeah. On the offense, I got asked this morning, right? Who's replacing Mark Ingram? Because we're getting closer to camps, all the different storylines. That's going to be a storyline, right?
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Is it week one? Is it the first weekend? Well, when are you doing the package on who's replacing Mark Ingram? Probably within the first 5 days, right? You got to keep an eye on the running backs?
Keep an eye.
Terrence
it's going to be hard to say who's going to replace him. Yeah,
Scott,
Terrence West, do they keep Tim Hightower around?
Are we talking about before the first preseason game then, right?
Kind
of looking into it?
It's hard to tell.
Well, the reason I say it is because the three guys that are going to be vying for it are going to be the ones running the football. Alvin Kamara, by the way, is on my all bubble wrap preseason team.
Please don't play him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? See? Thank you, Jordan.
Don't even.
Jordan's like, they need snap. No.
No, you don't need snap.
No, no.
I never said that.
My starting five, like NBA style.
Yeah.
All bubble wrap. Team,
knowing you're going to have to rely a lot on him the first four games. Yeah.
Alvin Kamara shouldn't. Quite honestly.
He might like beg to play, but they should be like, no.
I don't even know if he needs to be warming up around there. Like, I just don't need to see that. So he's on the all bubble wrap team for preseason. Yeah. Marshawn Lattimore is on the all bubble wrap preseason team. I don't need to really see that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have that practice against the Chargers. More than likely, Sean Payton will have a practice here, right? It's either be the Cardinals or the Rams.
Yeah.
The week leading into the preseason game.
You get more out of those,
and
obviously.
And Drew Brees, exactly, has said that. You remember against the Patriots, he said, I get more out of this than I do in a preseason game. Perfect. That's all I ever need to hear. because now you've set my precedent. So, I mean, Alvin Kamara last year played so well in two preseason games. Do you realize he was the only starter that didn't play in week three? Breeze played in week three last year of the preseason.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara didn't. Exactly. So, Alvin Kamara, I might even go with Drew Breeze. Okay. Lattimore.
Okay.
Cameron Jordan.
Michael Thomas.
And Michael Thomas.
The stars.
It's my starting five. My starting five on the all bubble wrap team. I don't need to see you.
You should do an all bubble wrap team segment.
If they have a pair of practices against teams, because we already know they're doing it against the Chargers.
Yep.
A lot of people think it's a playoff team. Good work there. Okay. And if you do it against the Rams in the preseason.
Final preseason game.
Right. The week leading into the preseason game. Have them here, right? Because they'll be here. So they'll probably practice with them with Tuesday, Wednesday, or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. That's what I would try to do. But I don't know. It would be weird because.
You got to play them.
Got to play them. So they probably
maybe
don't
the
want
Cardinals.
That. All right. So do the Cardinals. Perfect. Done. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
I've seen enough. Because the last thing I need is anybody on that all bubble wrap team.
Getting hurt.
Just for anything.
One game, two games.
We're good.
We're good. You're not going to see me disagree there.
We're good. Oh, they need snaps to get lathered. No, they don't. They'll be just fine, right? They'll be just fine.
Don't talk about them.
What?
Please don't.
Do it. Is this good? I can't see the monitor.
What do we see here?
You're going to hurt him.
What? I'm not hurting him.
What did you do to Frank Jackson?
I had nothing to do with that.
No. What happened here?
So, let's see.
Trevon blew it.
Little breaking news for you.
Okay.
Signing a contract for your New Orleans Pelicans, wearing a backwards red cap. Pelicans blue t-shirt with New Orleans across the chest. Trevon blew it. It's a contract for camp,
I'm sure.
But he says it's official. Thank you, New Orleans Pelicans, for this opportunity. Hashtag still. Is that what it said?
Yep.
As in still got to get there, still working. I like that.
We're still a part of the team.
Okay, I like that. Hey. Summer League is what it is. The dude
shot over 55%, scored 18 points a game.
What does this team need?
A wing player. Please.
So, hey, that's it. There you go.
I could have been
Blue. Stop it. You can't. Do you know the ridiculous statement he made yesterday?
Go ahead, Jordan. Tell me. Don't tell me, Gus. I want to hear from him.
I said that I wouldn't win a game against Stephen Curry in a one-on-one.
Okay. Okay,
I said I wouldn't win.
That is not how you started the conversation.
At first I said I bet I'd beat him in a shooting contest.
You said you'd smoke him. Okay. And then I said, what is this, like a three-point shooting competition where the balls are on a rack? He said, oh, no, this isn't a game.
He'd probably beat you blindfolded. No, literally.
Okay. And he's like, well, I can man him up with my body, my big old body. I'm like, how big do you think? Because Curry looks small on the NBA floor.
6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's 6'3", 6'4". How tall are you, Jordan?
6'3",
6'4". Exactly. So what big body are you going to... First off, I tried to tell him, as he goes up, he's getting stripped.
Yeah.
For starters, he's going to strip you.
Jordan.
As you go up. You're not even going to get the shot up.
Your dad bod would not be able to do anything.
Dude, your ankles... First off, your Achilles are gone. Not the ankle. He's going to play with you on his first and only three-point attempt from about 38 feet away.
No.
So he's going to go left, right, left... Forward, backwards, left, right, left, forward, backwards, turn around, get to the paint, turn back around while you're just, I don't know, probably a mess torn tendons, and then step back, look at you, shoot a three, and as it leaves his hands, he's going to turn around and walk off the court, and it's going to be nothing but net.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Do you think I can beat him, Mirashik?
Okay, that's what he then came back with. Mirashik in 21.
No. Bad as he is, you still can't beat
him. But the problem is, people then started texting me, okay, I could take Ashik. Listeners think they could take Ashik one-on-one or score a bucket at least on him.
There's a difference between beating someone at 21 and scoring a basket. Yeah, you could score a basket against Ashik.
You think I could score a basket against Stephen Curry?
No.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
What if it wasn't make a take?
It doesn't matter. What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
He's going to pass the ball. I'm just going to shoot it real quick.
Nah.
Who's passing you the ball? It's one-on-one.
He is going to pass it to you.
You have to check it in. Have you ever played one-on-one before?
Do you realize how quick he is? You think you're going to get a shot off?
As soon as he passes.
Okay.
His length would block you.
Yeah.
What do you mean length? I'm 6'4 also.
He can out-jump you.
After the fifth time of shooting.
Why do you let him talk about stuff like this?
Dude, because
mute his mic.
This is what,
mute
right?
It. Mute
I mean, I do not think. Okay, so he check. He gives you the ball.
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh. Seven pump fakes.
You just
jab.
Where are you going?
And then he strips the ball from
immediately. He took a right jab to the right like he was going to dribble. What do you think Steph would even move on that?
His ankles would immediately break.
His ankles would break.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm so quick.
All right, let's get back to the real discussion.
Do you see what I'm getting at? Did
me you and
see
you
what
here.
I get? Right. Yeah, but Trevin blew it.
Nice little sign.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe hopefully he makes it.
A little signing there.
Makes the roster, maybe.
We'll see where it goes. But look, I felt a little more excitement going into it from that. Did you go to the presser?
Yeah.
With Alfred Payton and Julius Randle?
Julius Randle was well-spoken, man. I was impressed.
Julius Randle came across with somebody that seems to really – this is what I use the analogy because we were talking Saints, so we'll still continue to do it. Sean Payton's made some moves, and Mickey Loomis and whatever. Let's just say the Saints have made moves where, you know, nationally, they're like, no. Kurt Coleman would be a perfect another example, right? A.J. Klein would be a perfect. A lot of people in
Dwight
jerseys, Ted Ginn. But A.J. Klein's leadership and stability and just talent upgrade at that position was huge. We saw that. Sean Payton's already talked about Kurt Coleman's ability to come in and lead. And, I mean, dude, think of how he's helping Von Bell, Marcus Williams with his – I mean, when Kurt Coleman spoke, during minicamp?
Final minicamp.
Right, he's like, dude, I've had six defensive coordinators. I know every defense that is in existence. I can read film. I'm just – as he's talking, I'm going, Marcus Williams, dude. I mean, you just – you won the lottery because he can be what a Darren Sharper was when he first got here. I'm talking about the football player, right?
Yeah.
But somebody that can – really help him already. He's a cerebral player, but now you got a guy who can do. He's had six defensive coordinators. I mean, that's just a wealth of knowledge that you can't pay for. So that's remarkable for me from that perspective. But the Saints have made some moves that, like I said, aren't flashy nationally, but have made a lot of sense and have helped teams win. That's how I kind of get the sense and feel here. These two guys, I know a lot of people are high on Randle. A lot of people don't maybe aren't as high on Payton, but when I heard Del Debs talk, it seemed like they fit what they want to do.
Up-tempo.
You got your two guys. And then I'm not, by no means am I comparing them. With Chicago, back in the Jordan days, it was Jordan and Pippen. I know Rodman's thrown in there in the last three-peat, but he was a rebounder. It wasn't like he was giving you 25 points or something. He was a rebounder. But your bulk of the scoring, your bulk of the team was formed around Jordan and Pippen. The other guys were nice ancillary characters that benefited from having two Hall of Famers, right? With this Pels team, I kind of like your building. Look, it's AD and Drew last year in the playoffs really, I thought, stepped it up and took that next leadership level and star level. I mean, he did, right? I mean, you could say he was the MVP almost of that Blazers series. He just took over.
Oh, there's
unstoppable.
No doubt he was the MVP.
But that's what I'm saying. He was unstoppable. Okay, boom. Those are your two guys. Everybody else, do your job. Everybody else, Payton. Just don't turn the ball over. Push that ball up as fast as you can and find somebody. Whether it's AD at the rim, whether it's Drew that can penetrate, whether it's, you know, Mirotić that can shoot the three, Blewett or anybody else, that's all I need you to do. Randle, what does he like to do? I want an offensive rebound. That's what I do. Fantastic! Because that's what I thought Mirotić brought to this team immediately. He has some huge boards in the playoffs and late down the stretch.
What has this league gotten to when it comes to big men? Athletic big men.
Yeah.
And that's what they have, an athletic big man who could pass, rebound, shoot, go to the basket.
You saw, I saw Adam, the photographer, Channel 4, put some video of some highlights the day Julius Randle got signed.
His Laker highlights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, I guess the Pels here last year. And you're seeing them, you know, 12 feet, 14 feet, turnaround jumpers, kiss off the glass, jump hooks. You know,
on
moving
a team,
away from the ball.
On a team that doesn't have Anthony Davis.
No,
imagine now.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, when I saw those highlights, I'm like, dude, I got excited. And here's the other thing, too. Kevin Hansen, right, the guy that coached the summer league team, basically been credited since AD's been here in working with Anthony Davis. I want to see what he can do with now Julius Randle.
Don't be shocked.
That's what I'm getting at. Have we not seen AD every year just
get better?
And he said it. When we had him on the show the Wednesday before Summer League started on that Friday, he said, the second I'm done, I'm going to LA and I'm working with AD. So he's working with AD now all the way up until I'm sure Randall's there because I think Randle already said he was going to be working out with AD over there. So again, all I know is Kevin Hansen has transformed AD's game. I mean, just added every year. He just looks more and more solid. I mean, now am I lying? The dude will jump a left elbow jumper or just inside the three. I'm not even, it's going in. Like, I'm almost surprised now when Anthony Davis shoots the ball and it doesn't. Think about that. At his size, I'm talking J's, you know, from away from the rim. They go in.
And at the end of the day, who do they need to keep happy? AD.
And he,
he's the one who recruited him.
He made the calls.
Three phone calls. I love what Julius Randle had to say in that press conference. He's a guy
really
who wants to be here, not just for 1 year.
Right.
Seems like he wants to be here
for
the long haul.
And the other point with Peyton, too, dude, you can't discount this. Five coaches in 4 years.
He's never played with a real, like, superstar.
He hasn't played in the system. He doesn't play with anything.
So no one knows how good he can actually be in a system with Drew and
AD. You
got a
guy that wants to prove himself, right? You got a guy that's home and happy. And more importantly, you don't have to do anything but play. Don't turn the ball over.
That's it.
Don't turn the ball over and defend. Those two things, we got everything else.
Simple.
That's simple. Well, honestly, it is. If you just follow systems, we saw what Gentry's system can do when Boogie went down, and they just figured it out. Everyone did their job.
Because I remember everyone was like, oh, Rajon Rondo, why'd they sign him?
Yeah.
Turned out to be all right.
Like, all right, Sports Hangover continues next. It's Gus Kattengill and Sharif Eishak. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. Welcome back. Sharif Eishak joining us today on this Tuesday show. And we're talking a little Saints. We're talking a little Pelicans here as well. What did you point to?
All right, so Liz Cambage just broke the WNBA single-game points mark by 53 points. Putting up 53 points.
53 points.
That's a lot of points in one game.
That is a lot of points.
Let me guess, you can beat her too in basketball.
I was waiting for
I probably couldn't beat her.
You can beat Steph Curry.
I think I'm just the alpha. In the situation.
You know what? Thank you. Go ahead and just chunk that Gatorade bottle.
I'm getting assaulted.
It's not an assault if it's... Yeah. I wouldn't even call it self-defense. It's just the right thing to do.
The right thing to do.
Yeah, it really was the right thing to do.
Stupidity.
Exactly.
Why are we so quiet, guys?
Because I still can't believe you actually uttered on airwaves that you could beat Steph Curry in a game.
Do you think I'm really being serious?
Yes.
By the way, he also can play tight end at LSU. Or could have. Sorry.
He has the size if he'd actually work out. Stop eating Mickey D's all
day.
Well,
he did. Well, I asked him, you're a reporter. What would make him think he could play tight end? Like experience, how many games at St. Paul's, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. Zero.
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 But I played some flag football in my elementary school.
I've heard
days.
This already.
Exactly.
I've heard people say this before.
What do you mean you've heard people
zero
say
games.
This before?
Heard with from, shoulder pads.
I've heard this from more athletic people
zero.
Than you.
More.
That offer never came from Coach O. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, bud. Sorry.
Or Will Wade.
Or Will Wade. Yeah. I mean, well, clearly, if he could beat Steph Curry, he might be able to use you.
Five-star.
Speaking of, dude, how excited are you about this basketball season going on? He's been on a couple times at, you know, on ESPN Baton Rouge. I know he's been on, getting some practices in, the summer practices that they're allowed to do and stuff. But I love the hire. I went back and forth texting Matt Moscona during the season when they played really well in the middle and beginning. I was like, look, I go ahead and just give him the lifetime contract. Now, he's what they needed, I felt.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
energy,
bring it on. And I've said it, too. I'm like, look, at some point in time, this isn't offensive. This is just reality. You got to do something with that PMAC.
Either
you're redoing it,
it's
a new arena.
Hideous.
I mean, have you seen the new Ole Miss one?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's gorgeous. Looks like Conseco Fieldhouse where the Pacers play. You know, it's kind of sunk into the ground a little bit. It's gorgeous, but you got to. I mean, that's just it's reality.
It helps recruiting a lot.
It does. People don't want to believe. What I say is this. If we're going to make the case and argument that recruiting matters for these football kids, facilities matter when you're recruiting football players, what would make you think recruiting doesn't matter for basketball players?
Oh, it matters even more. No one was looking at an eyesore.
I mean, again, I'm not being ugly, but when your concession stand is two steps from the front door, and it's on your right next to the urinals the size of this desk,
dude. The
bathroom.
The bathroom is
it's like a closet. Yeah. I mean, I'm just being I'm not being ugly, but that's just reality.
I think the
concession stand.
They agree with you. Trust me.
No, exactly. I mean, it's an outdated facility. That's all it is. It's outdated, and I don't know if you want to keep the inside. It has to.
It's coming.
The fact that he started talking about it, it is what it is.
So, top three class this year. think it'd be good.
Well, I mean, again, you have
NCAA tournament or bust for them.
I mean, here's the other thing. In this day and age where club seats, club levels, suite levels, I mean, the same people that are paying you TAF suite money and stuff like that, can you imagine taking a third of that? Right? Because you'd probably not going to pay or charge the same price that you would for football suite or something, but a third of that. Some of those are like 10,000, 15,000. Okay, give me 5,000. 5 and 5,000 is 25,000 right there.
Yep.
Right there. But you don't have anything. So take away some seats, make it, you know, a little area. I mean, you just can do a lot more with it. And make that student section kind of imposing. Maybe put them on the floor at one level or something. Do something that's unique. Like, what's unique about it? You know, it's like, I love Cameron Indoor. It's unique. One size, nothing but the students. I mean, but you got to make something unique about that facility.
I would make sure if they redo it to put the student section behind the visiting team bench.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, because some of the I don't know because there could be a problem with that.
That's okay,
right?
That's home field. That's home court advantage.
Home court advantage.
That's your problem.
Now do you wonder does the NCAA or the SEC have rules about that? Is there another arena where the?
I'm not sure.
But you could put them on the basket where that. To you can put them close to what you're saying, maybe not behind the bench, but on the goal where the bench is.
I don't know if there's a rule against it, but maybe they can do that. Right. Because whenever I was in school, it was behind the press area, right, and it was on a sideline.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying, if you can that's something maybe for another show. But if I can redo a arena or a stadium, what would be unique? What's the one unique feature that I would like to see? You know. I like what you're saying. I mean, make it something unique. Like, what is specific and unique to that place when you go play? You have to contend with.
No, I just want the fans to be behind the bench and they need to play ULL.
In the
gym.
I said that after last year.
Arena.
I think you were on the show. I said there was no reason they shouldn't have signed a 5-year deal. Home, and you could absolutely do it.
It'd be sellout,
and that's fine. I don't care. Do it at their place. Do it at your place. Make some stupid trophy. I don't know. Bring up a crawfish that's either purple and gold or the red and white that they can do something. But I think it would have been great for both programs. It makes the early months before you start getting into conference play mean something. And more importantly, Sharif, it gets you that experience that you're going to need going into tournament play and something of that nature where it is a hostile crowd. And I love that. I would love for those two teams to play. And then what they promptly said, no, never mind.
Yeah. I don't think
LSU said no, never mind.
If Will Wade continues to recruit like this, they don't want to play LSU on twice a year.
Again, there's no reason for that. I can't stand it. I know we were talking a little bit off the air. LSU baseball and Tulane baseball not going to be playing. I know there's politics involved. I know there's egos involved. I know there's monetary issues.
No
involved.
Money.
But at the same time, man, it just. Well, we see it in politics all the time, right?
For the first time in what, 83 years?
It's just silly. It's silly.
Just don't be greedy.
But, you know, it's silly. I mean, same thing with UL. I loved it. He talks smack. Back it up. Will Wade talks smack. Back it up. Face each other. Play, man. There's no reason for that to be. I mean, Cox would love that game, right?
An older coach
could sell that. You could have those games televised locally. It'd be great.
I think Will Wade wasn't the one who started that.
Exactly.
I think an older coach might have been when I just like brushed it away and not said anything. But I kind of like that Will Wade is my age. And he was
I love that. Bring some respect. I'm not going to talk about my team like that. Yeah. I loved it. And I said it. I loved what both sides did.
It's good.
It was perfect. I mean, they made us care about an NIT game.
No one cares about an NIT.
No one cares about it at all.
I bet you that was one of the highly attended NIT games.
It was. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. It's like you did something for that. Capitalize on it. You know, I don't know. But we're bigger than stop it. Just play.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't like when they kill rivalries. I don't have rivalries.
At the end of the day, sports is about trying to get people involved and go out there and do it. And when you're talking especially about a program that just doesn't have sellouts, and you can guarantee two sellouts, one for them, and that's fine, and one for, you know, I mean, there's, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to me why it's not being done.
If it doesn't make sense, then it makes sense. It just seems
in this state?
In this state?
City? Yeah, exactly right.
Like the whole gambling thing, why can't we legalize that to make money for the state?
Oh, don't even get me started on that. That is so ridiculous.
They
can't pass budgets.
Free money.
They can't get anything done.
Free money.
And then literally.
Mississippi's got your money.
Are you seeing the numbers that's coming back from these states that are doing it within the first month?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
No one likes free money.
Hey, I mean,
no one likes to fix a deficit.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll keep driving on the bad streets.
Yeah.
You know, can't pay tops.
Oh, man. That's for another. Ridiculous. Whatever. No one likes.
Am I hearing Cat and Gale Ishak 2020?
I don't know anything about politics.
You could be lieutenant governor. I want to be the governor.
I don't know anything about it.
Good.
Anything.
That's fine.
I'll be y'all's promoter.
We can't do worse. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, we can have him be the spokesperson, right, that comes out and defends us.
Yeah.
He has the press conferences.
I could beat Steph Curry.
Yeah. Mr. Kleber, well, how about the fact that Mr. Ishak has no political experience whatsoever?
We got this. We're good.
That's fine.
Just barely knows sports. Now he's no politics.
I've read your work.
Yeah.
I've seen your work. You call that experience. Next question. Yeah. I can see
like
that.
Like Sean Payton. Exactly. Next question.
Exactly. Just next question, everybody, Jordan. That's all you got to do.
Next question.
Sports It'll get Hangover done. Wraps it up next on ESPN.
Born in Baton Rouge.
You like jambalaya? Well, you like not jambalaya?
Yeah, no,
seafood.
I'm
just asking because I have family members that are like, they hate seafood. I'm like, what?
No, anyway. You know what? I'm not a big fan of crawfish as I was anymore, man. God,
really?
Kind of grown old. I don't like eating crabs. I don't like eating crawfish. I like shrimp.
No crawfish, guys. Love me.
Once or twice a year. I can't go like every year.
Asking, do you like jambalaya for a reason? Ooh, bacon wrapped shrimp. There you go. Joey, good job.
Jambalaya is cool.
So tomorrow we'll be in the Jambalaya Shop in Houma, live broadcast at the Sports Hangar. We'll be there from noon to 3.
Heard
and,
it was good.
Look, it might be your lucky day. Right?
Thank you.
So join us for lunch.
Me?
And we're going to have you register for some pretty cool prizes. Buckets of jambalaya.
I'll take it.
Right? Gift cards.
Take it.
And an ultimate tailgate package. Now,
can I win this?
No, you can't win it.
I'll take it, but I can't.
You can ask me, what's an ultimate tailgate package?
Gus, what's in it?
The Ultimate Tailgate Package is an entire cooler of jambalaya for you and up to 50 friends, and it'll happen today. Tomorrow at the Jambalaya Shop. So from 12 to 3, you can win if you're not there as well. It'll be a registration box. You can do it. That's perfect for your tailgating over there in the home area, Nichols, right around the corner.
I hope you're not pointing at me.
No.
Because I don't, you know.
Well, no, you can't win.
I can't go to tailgates anyway because I'm always working.
I know. But it's perfect for it. So please stop on by tomorrow. Have lunch with us at the very least. Give Jordan the number one, you know.
Yeah,
really.
And then, you can while you're doing that, you can show your skill. Tell him he's number one, and with the other hand, sign up to get that entire coolage.
Is that necessary? Cool.
Absolutely, I would tweet
that. Unprofessional.
I would tweet that. Wouldn't that be a good tweet? Come on, seriously.
Bring a basketball goal out there, and if you beat Jordan in basketball, you maybe get a free bowl of. Jambalaya. I don't think I have the right to say that because it's not my place.
Yeah.
But you'll probably beat
Know if we could get a portable basketball.
Yeah,
going
plus Jordan will get beat by
in
everyone.
In a day's time.
They'd be giving out a lot of
free food.
That
is very true.
Food.
But yeah, if you would like to tell Jordan that he's number one while signing up for the entire cooler of jambalaya, again, it could feed up to 50 friends. It's perfect.
I want it.
I know. Could you imagine how much jambalaya that is? 50
jambalaya
people.
Eating contest. Just put a cooler out there and see if somebody
I love jambalaya.
See if somebody can go Joey Chestnut
there
on it.
There is nothing like some good jambalaya.
Wait,
right.
What did you say?
Go Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
On it. Yeah, see how much you can.
The guy that wins the hot dog eating contest.
Hey, see if you can put an entire cooler out there and see if somebody can crush it by the time the show's over.
So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow over there in Houma. And then next Wednesday we'll be at Barker Mitsubishi. Jordan wants to test drive some cars.
Bad idea.
I'm expecting to get one.
I will say this. Back in the day when I was in high school, going to college too, but I would say high school starting in 94-ish. Dude, I loved the Eclipse.
Oh.
Remember the Eclipse?
Yeah, those used to be awesome.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Then they stopped making it. But they got the 3000 GT was the sports car.
Throw a kicker solar barrack in the back. But
yep. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yes.
All right, so give me your top three storylines because I probably won't talk to you again until training camp, which is only a week and a half from now. But what's the top three? Like, what's your opening day? What is it?
Obviously, it's going to be who's going to be next to Alvin Kamara. And the season starts for the first four games. Marcus Davenport, will he be that guy opposite of Cam Jordan? And will the tight end position evolve? Will they finally have somebody, to step up? And
Mr. Ben Watson.
Watson.
My Thursday.
I'm probably missing something that's very easy.
Thursday's show, right? Thursday's open.
Yeah.
Health.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the things that I did like at OTA. You saw if Teron Armstead can stay healthy.
Yeah.
With Andres Pete.
Didn't you ask me that question earlier? Yeah, which guy?
Ryan Ramchick. Yeah.
He's the guy.
Make or break season.
Make or break season.
Make or break season with Teron Armstead. I mean, he's a guy you paid a lot of money to. And Sharif, if he doesn't stay healthy again, I think the Saints maybe have to go left tackle in the draft, or
they do,
you know, guard and move P.
I like him so much, but he's good. I do too.
When he spoke to us during mini camp, he said, "Look, I'm finally healthy. I can work out. I'm not rehabbing. I'm ready to go." So, man, but if that line can stay healthy,
I expect a big year from him,
dude.
I think he's going to be healthy.
Again, I've already put 5,000 for Breeze. I mean, with the weapons he has, Traquan Smith, because that's my other storyline. A lot of people talk about this defense. I'm telling you, this offense is going to look a lot more like 09 and 11, and I think they ran the football a lot more last year because they just didn't have any weapons, man. I mean, Willie Snead wasn't there. I mean, just nobody in that receiving corps scared you. And I'm not picking on Coleman, but other than Michael Thomas, nobody in that receiving corps scared you. You had a tight end, didn't know which way he was going. Stop it. This year, you bring in three new people that can catch passes for you, from Ben Watson, that tight end, Traquan Smith, to Cameron Meredith. You got Kamara that can be like a Marshall Faulk type player that I can dump the ball out to, I can hand off to. I got Michael Thomas. Dude, I mean, Breeze is going to be exhausted from just delivering the football.
I'll give you another quick one.
Mm-hmm.
How will they fill in Kenny Vaccaro's role? Will Kurt Coleman be that guy? Yeah. Will he be the one? I think so.
And I think also that the ongoing storyline will be, Sharif, the start. You have to start good.
Yeah.
You have to. Hard to believe, right? Kenny Vaccaro, you mentioned him. His rookie year was the last regular season opening win for the Saints.
Yep, against the Falcons.
Yeah.
Remember that.
That's crazy. Hey, thanks for stopping by today.
No problem, man.
We'll bring you some jambalaya back.
I'm not shaking your hand, Jordan.
Ah, oh, he gave you the number one. Look at him.
You're number one, Jordan.
Matt Moscone, after further review, live from SEC Media Days, is up next. We'll see you tomorrow at the Jambalaya Shop, 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. For the Sports Hangover, you've been listening to ESPN New Orleans.